I think it will be nice to eat some prasadam, isn't it? It's always a little, let me say, you know, to combine the 64 rounds day with the Ekadasi day is really two intense spiritual practices in one day. It's almost like, I would say, when you have a car and you go usually by the speed of 100 kilometers an hour, and when you now go on a Ekadasi and 64 rounds day, you are 160 kilometers an hour. Your car really goes shaking, you know. That is your subtle body and your gross body is really, something is happening, some what exactly it is, no one knows so clearly, but it's really a big input of some totally other energy. It's almost like opening the floodgates. Do you know floodgates? In Holland, you have these, how are they called? Grachten, we say in German. These, they are like channels, and they have these gates before them to block the water from the sea from entering and flooding all of Amsterdam. So when you open the floodgates, the water comes and so on. I usually do not like to combine Ekadasi with the 64 rounds day, but when it happens, I mean, when doing a japa retreat there is a Ekadasi, then it would be foolish to not have it on the Ekadasi day. So I can only say from my observation, and the organizers know that I was not 100% convinced to do the japa retreat, because I have so much service for my Vedic Way in Berlin, and I was asking, should we really do a japa retreat? Will there be enough participants? Will there be enough interest? And so on. And I really thought, well, let me work for the thousands of people which I want to address with my Vedic Way, and not give a japa retreat. Or I thought I only would give the japa retreat in Radha Desh, and asked those who wanted to come to the Croatian one to work a little extra and make a little extra money for the japa retreat in Radha Desh. That was my thought, but then I thought, well, let us try, let us serve the devotees, you know. And I'm really must say this, I'm not saying this to soothe you or to flatter you or to praise you unnecessarily. I'm really seeing that you giving yourself to it, and I can only say the results will come imperceptibly. It's almost like, you know, after Sasha's fantastic yoga hours, for me it's just exactly what I need, because I'm in the age where the muscles become shorter, where they atrophy, and Sasha has exercise exactly for these muscles. and I really walk as if I have just given birth to a child. You know, it's really, everything is paining in this area, which is the crucial area if you want to sit. I mean, this shows me that the exercises are exactly the right thing which I need. And I know the benefit will be there in the future. Now I only feel like having given birth to a child. I feel a little painful in the inside and a little in the muscles. I mean, no problem. It's a good pain. It's much better than sciatic pain, which I don't have because of the exercises. So the same holding true on the spiritual level. I know that for some of you, it's not like this. You know, you don't feel exactly like that. But the Japa retreat is not meant for you to feel like this. If I wanted you to feel like this, we would just eat pizza all day and talk. And have some nice Krishna katha, see some nice pictures of Radha and Krishna, and remain totally anchored in our comfort zone. Nothing would change. We have to shake you a little bit, or we have to, I will say it in the language of Dharmagup, we have to rock you. You know, it means a little shaking. Otherwise nothing would happen. Really, it is important. But don't worry, I'm stepping now back. We will go and make a nice excursion, put some nice sun on our tent, and eat nice prasadam. And don't worry, I'm not torture. I don't want to torture you. It's not about that. You can't get to the next level in your spiritual life if you don't show Krishna that you really want to do it. You can't ever change anything and come to become a spiritually advanced person if you don't give a little price for this. Little price. I'm really, from my observation, you do fantastic. I can just feel that when the kirtan is there. I told you already one evening, and it's a focused atmosphere. I'm really very impressed by this group. Really, it's one of my best groups. But I shouldn't praise you too much. That's not good if I do. But I will say this much: I really can see you're working hard, and you're giving your best, and whatever it is, it is the best. It's good, Krishna. I think Krishna is very, very impressed. I also had a dream last night where Prabhupada appeared, and he really. I'm not a good disciple of Prabhupada, so I don't see him very often, unfortunately. But yesterday he appeared, and he just appeared happy with the group of the devotees. He just was smiling and saying, "Ah, they're such nice devotees," like that. So okay, today I will give a lecture which I consider, I mean, I think it's very important. Is there anything else we need to do before? Yes, let me ask, are the prayers ready to be distributed? They are. I would suggest we do this not now, because everyone will look at the prayers and not hear anything. But please be ready to distribute them. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Gopi Jana Vallabha
Kupida na vallava idivaladade Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Sodanandana Braja Janarandana Jamuna Tiravana Tari Jamuna Tiravana Tari Hideya Radha Madhava Sunya Vivari Radha Madhava Sunya Vihadi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Thank you. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Kitna, kitna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari Radha Kunja Vihari Radhe.
Please close it completely. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Very much. So. Krishna, Krishna. Let me just put this here. I'm also working very hard. Don't think you are alone in this. Today I want to talk about chanting in Sambandha Gyan. I would like to tell you something which is an experience which I have as a preacher in an international movement. I'm now doing this since the year 71. How much is it? 71 to 2009. Can someone please count how many years? 38 years. This is almost 40 years. That's half of my life, sort of. I mean, half of an ordinary life. And you know, after 38 years of doing the same, basically the same thing, I mean, in the beginning I was really sleeping in Krishna consciousness. I was not so awake. Let us say 30 years, because the first 8 years I really don't count. I was just such a mercy case, I guess. But since I'm a preacher, I had to ask myself, what is really your service? And the service which I think I do is I want to connect people to that what they already know. I want them to help remember what they know but don't know at the present moment. In other words, I want to bring them in touch with that spiritual side in them, which is they're waiting to grow like a precious flower which is in a seed and which just wants water so that it can grow and manifest and show itself. In other words, what I really think a preacher should do is he should not, in a sense, dominate people or give them something which people adopt and put on themselves. No, a devotee should help others awaken their own strengths. Mm-hmm. Just like when you water a flower, you don't give the flower while you water it an identity or make it a flower or something. No, you just help the sleeping flower to come out in its own way, just the way it is meant to come out. You know, when you water a lemon seed, a lemon tree will come with lemon flowers and lemon fruits. If you water a magnolia seed, a magnolia tree with these beautiful shaped, rich blossoms. Oh, I've seen them in Croatia. You have such good magnolia trees here. And also near the River Rhine in the Dienetal. There are some magnolia flowers. It just blows your mind when you see it. So, as devotees, we should really be very respectful towards the individual growth and the individual path. Just a little while ago, a devotee wrote to me, "I'm starting from the beginning again. And I have to really go back in my Krishna consciousness and start from all over again." And I said, finally you understand what it's all about. It's you have to discover your path to Krishna. You have to discover your relationship to Krishna. You have to discover your individual I think relationship is the best word here. It's very, very important. And here is something which I consider a danger of an international movement does. I think an international movement is wonderful. It gives us strength. I have to say it in the beginning because there are many devotees who listen to these tapes and who hear different informations from their gurus. They say join the movement, everything is then all right, and so on. The association of devotees is most wonderful. It gives strength, and this is all certainly true. An association with devotees, it's so much easier. That's why you found this little note on the front door that make use of the temple room, because there will be many devotees and the atmosphere is more concentrated. It will be more easy when you sit at the alone for a long time. You might space out or come into a a space which we call the mental platform. I think you know what that is, where you're just a victim of your mind. Whatever the mind does, that's what is in your, that's what you also feel. So therefore we said, before that happens, go and chant with the devotees. It's so important. But there is also a danger. Everything in this world comes in dual ways. Eating is good, do you agree? But there is a danger that you eat too much or not the right things and that you develop a toxic state in your blood. No? Everything is coming in the world in duals. And here comes the other side of association. The other side of association, you think everything is taken care of. I don't need to endeavor. I just let myself be carried by the group. It's called group consciousness. And you don't develop your individual side, your individual spirit. That's why some of us have over the years developed also a critical side towards institutions. Sometimes you hear this, that everything is so much mass consciousness, group consciousness, we all dress the same, we all say the same Hari Bol, and we lose maybe the contact to ourselves. And my dear devotees, this is exactly what as a preacher, or as your servant, you would say, I really want to help you to develop your individual approach and access to Krishna consciousness. That's something which is most sacred and most important for me, and it comes out in the lectures, and it will come out especially in this lecture. You won't believe your ears what you will soon hear. Because it's known, and I will read to you some Shastric points of this, that only if you develop a relationship, your individual relationship to Krishna, then you can make it in Krishna consciousness. It's just like this, my dear devotees. No one can breathe for you. If I say Dharmagup, I know sometimes you have so much to do. You don't have to breathe. I will breathe for you. You know, you have to do your computer work on the computer for designing web pages and things, and you have to, and you're preaching so much. I breathed for you. You know, it won't work. Or if I say, Krishna Jivani, I know you're so absolutely active, and now I've requested you to do something for the Vedic way. I will help you. I will eat for you. Then you save how many, 1.5 hours a day, and you have it for other, I don't know, do we eat 1.5 hours? Not so much. With cook, okay. Then you also don't have to cook. We do the cooking in Berlin. You know, it won't work. You have to breathe for you. You have to eat for yourself, and you also have to develop your relationship to Krishna on your own terms. Krishna. Many times devotees come. And they feel, I'm practicing spiritual life now for 20 years, but I don't feel bhakti and devotion in my heart. I have seen that. In fact, now I can say it, some of you know Harikesh Swami at that time, a very, very wonderful person, a genius, as far as I'm concerned, with very good motivations. But he used to, before he did his reorientation and his big change in life, he used to regularly, when we were together, say to me, I don't feel anything in my heart in relationship to Krishna. I don't know what I'm at. Do you know what I'm doing wrong? Is there something I'm not doing right? What is happening? He said he came and he was a Swami and I was a Brahmacharya. Anyways, what do I know? I said, well, and he said, why are you always so happy? What do you do? Why do you sing? When I hear you singing sometimes too loud for me. I can't sleep. I hear you singing in the night. What are you doing? I said, I don't know. I just like Krishna consciousness. And maybe I'm a happy person. I don't know. No, what is your secret? He used to say like this. You know? Now, I also don't... I must say I had a breakthrough in my understanding what is the secret. It came in a strange way, like this breakthrough came. I read a book by a god brother of Srila Prabhupada. His name is His Holiness Swami Bhakti Daitya Madhava Goswami Maharaj. He has left his body long ago. He was a wonderful, wonderful devotee. I have not met him, but I once read a little article by him which really got in my heart. I really thought that was so well said. And he described something which I will say to Harikesh when I meet him when I meet him maybe somewhere in New York in a park or so. I met him in the park in New York last time. There a lady had come to this Maharaj, and he had said the same thing. The lady had said, I'm practicing 30 years this Krishna consciousness, but I still feel restless and agitated and angry and hopeless in my mind. What do I do wrong? And then this Swami said, this lady was a devotee of Sitaram. This Swami said so beautifully, I will read it to you because it's so nice, I can't express it better. This lady was there, the lady of tears. Let us call her the lady of tears. Yes? Doesn't work. No love. Only mentalni nivotsky. And so on. So the Swami said, has anyone ever explained to you the true identity of Sitaram? Has anyone ever sat down with you and explained you your own identity? Has anyone ever sat down with you, Lady of Tears, and has explained to you that you have a relationship with Sitaram and that you need to live in this relationship? My dear lady, without awareness of your own relationship, love for Sita and Ram can never be experienced. It is the knowledge of your relationship with Krishna that will give birth to love. You have to feel, you have to think, oh Krishna, we have something to do with each other. There is something which connects the two of us. And what that is, I will explain to you in a moment in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There is something which lives between us. Something which has deep significance. I am your part. and you are my Lord. This is very important. Then only a relationship could start. Isn't it? Irina, let's use an example which we all know. There was a time, you know, those of you who are grihasthas, remember, there was a time when you did not know your husband or your wife. Then you somehow met, and there was nothing special. Maybe I hear the women often think, no, I never will go with him. He is just too something, you know, either whatever he is, too much, you know. He's just too much in something. And then came a time where you could no longer ignore, I'm thinking of this person, isn't it? When you met your wife, I'm thinking of her in a special way. I think of her with affection in my heart, or the woman thought. I think of this person, although his feet are too big, I think of him. You know. I'm saying it in a humorous way, and I can't ignore it. Now what do we do with this? Isn't it? That is what happens in a relationship. Maybe we should sometimes eat something together. You know, it's Krishnaji, when he looks at me, I'm not so expert, I don't know how to. What do you do? You start to make a walk together, maybe. or what? Walk. Yeah. Walk, yes. Long walk. And then, long walk. Good, thank you. Long walk together. Are there many people around? No. It's only you and that person whose feet are too big. And then some things are explained in the walk, and maybe you eat an apple together, or you know, something you know better. I also know then some kissing and eventually, and some holding the hand, and you know, and then you know, well, what do we do now? You know, and something develops, a relationship. So if you never make a walk with Krishna together, a long walk with Krishna, that's what the 64 rounds day is all about, you know. How will you make a relationship? How will you think that, my God, we have something to do? There is a connection between us. We need to now, I need to talk with you about this. You know, it's something which is there. I can't ignore. If you don't do this, you will never ever become a devotee. You will just become a vegetarian. It's also already something. Isn't it true, Tripathi? It is true. And you will always be not so happy, and you will always look for things which don't work 100%. For instance, like a relationship between a man and a woman. They don't work 100% in giving you all you need. That's why I think why you are in Krishna consciousness. You know, you can only be happy really if you develop your relationship with Krishna. Then other relationships can come if you want. My dear devotees, you will only be a part of Krishna consciousness, or you will only be a devotee if you feel or have a relationship to Krishna. Your identity is all this dependent on relationships. I will repeat this because it's an important question. Your identity or your sense of I-ness, is always dependent on the relationship. I will show you how. You will, for instance, say, I'm a mother. Why? Because you have a relationship to a child. If you don't have a relationship to a child, you're not a mother. Our Anandini, a few years ago, you could not have said, I'm a mother, because you simply had no child. You follow? If you say, I'm a husband, you only can say it if you have a relationship to a wife. If you don't have a wife, you're not a husband. You are, it's all right, by the way. I'm just giving examples from this world. You can only say, for instance, I'm a German, if you have a relationship to Germany, if it shows in a passport. If I say I'm a German, but I have a Serbian passport, I'm probably not a German. I'm more a Serbian. So your identity, I'm speaking now identities of the world, which we usually say they are not the real, not the eternal identities. Well, they are there because we have a relationship. Your situation in this world is described in relationships. For instance, now your relationship to the floor. You sit on it. You don't walk on it at the moment. Your relationship, your identity is described very much in terms of relationships. So if you don't learn to see yourself in relationship to Krishna, you will never have a spiritual identity. You will always have a material identity, which is ultimately a frustrating temporary identity. It doesn't satisfy the soul, at least. You follow? You have no other choice. If you don't define yourself in relationship to Krishna, you have no other choice. You will go you will have to be in material relationships. I very much like the jumper of one Madhati. I will not tell you whose name because she might now get very embarrassed. On the jumper, or jacket, it says, I belong to Krishna. I like this jumper extremely much. Now I asked the Madhaji, what do you want to communicate with this? And I didn't receive, she spoke about Radha's camp. Maybe she should change her jumper and say, I belong to Radha. She answered in a very spiritual way. Now, I can imagine if a woman wears such a jumper, she says, I'm not free any longer. I belong to Krishna. No one of you boys think that I will marry you. This is a message. I belong to Krishna. I belong to my husband is Krishna. My all and everything is Krishna. Now, all of us, unfortunately, wear another jumper, not I belong to Krishna. We all have the jumper on, I belong to this world. Many of you have these jumpers, I belong to the world, in terms of worldly relationships. I think you should at least sometimes wear this identification, I belong to Krishna or to Radha or to both. I think both is good. I belong to Radha and Krishna. You, at least for a minute of the day, wear such a jumper. Let's be real for at least 30 seconds of a day. I suggest 2 hours of a day. That's when we chant Hare Krishna. Let's practice a relationship to Krishna. not a relationship to the world. I'm not saying that these worldly relationships in the world are not important. No, no, we have to have friends. We have to have good relationships. Otherwise, what would we do? We are also human beings, but mainly we are souls. I can show you. If the soul leaves your human being, the human being is dead. No? Isn't it? When the soul leaves the body, it begins to... Anyways, we need to think where to bring it. You know, we don't want to keep him at home, you know, this body. So, this practicing a relationship, this I belong to you, Krishna, or Radha Krishna, is so absolutely important. As long as we carry on with the concept that our identity is in mundane relationships, we may visit the temple, we may chant Hare Krishna, we may look at the deities, we may look at we may sing in Hari Kirtan and feel, oh, such a good melody, and so on. We may listen to Harikatha. We may go through all the motions of the 64 angas of bhakti. However, we will find that these practices will not take us to Krishna. We will find that. That will be our experience. It's just like when you row a boat and you keep the anchor in your boat to the place where you are, or you keep your boat being tied on the thing. You can use a rowing boat, or you can use a super duper strong motor, 100 horsepower. You will stay where you are. In other words, you can make effort after effort after effort after effort after effort in spiritual life. If you never think yourself in relationship to Krishna, I belong to Krishna, you will stay at the place where you already are. It will not make much of a difference. There will be some benefit, of course. There will be purifying of the consciousness. There is, I mean, I shouldn't say it like this. I'm exaggerating a little. There is a lot of benefit still. But you won't experience what you always hear about. Nectar. You won't experience the real nectar of Krishna consciousness. I listened to a lecture of Mahanidhi Maharaj on Bhajan Rahasya. I remember I was sitting in this little house, we call it Gora Bhavan, where I've invited you to come, if you, with announcement, please. I was just eating my macrobiotic diet. So I was just peacefully eating it. All of a sudden, he said, our identity is defined by relationships. And if you never think, I'm a maidservant of Radharani, if you never ever sit in your mind before Radha's door and think, when will she open the door and let me in? If you never ever bring in your mind things for Radha's pleasure, then you will remain anchored in the world. I was just eating my... Wow, I said. This I must hear again. Then I went with my super automatic thing, whatever it is, iPod. Then I, of course, lost everything. It fell into pieces because it never works with me. Then I called Gaura Hari, what's wrong with this foolish machine? And he said, the machine is not foolish, someone else is. I mean, he doesn't say it like this, but I of course understood the machine is highly intelligent, but I just don't know. So finally we found the thing, and then and my spoon was still like this. I was so, and then I put the spoon down and, Lopez, let me hear this. And I heard it again, and again went back. How do we go back, Gaurahari? He said, press here, not in the center. That's the menu in the center. Okay, it's a menu, but how do I get to this place? And then again we found it, and then I heard it again, and then I thought, this is what I'm doing, will do now. I will think, at least theoretically, I will think, I am a part of Krishna. I will just think this. And I thought it, and I felt very happy. And then I decided, then I became so interested in Krishna. I know so little about Krishna. Let me read something about his qualities now. And all of this opened a whole realm of possibility. A realm of possibility is a good English word. It means a whole new space in life where there are many opportunities and possibilities and activities and so on. If you never think that you are part of Krishna, your false ego, false identity will just constantly drive you to material activities. The day you realize I belong to Krishna and that all my relationships are there in the spiritual world, then your real self will slowly start to emerge like a wonderful flower which comes from a seed. It will emerge. Emerge means, you know, emerge is a word like when someone is underwater and you don't see him, and now he comes out, that means he emerges from the water. So this is what will happen. Now you're in the water of the material world, it's called samsara, and the moment you understand, I have a relationship to Krishna, Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's, you will emerge, your spiritual identity will start to emerge. Is Gaurahari here? Oh, sorry. So, all right, where do we go from here? Yes, now what is the meditation which a devotee should do to develop his relationship with Krishna? First of all, I feel, I will give you now a step-by-step thing you can go through, but this is more or less needs to be expanded. I will first read to you, if you mind, a poem which I tried to write. After I had finished hearing this on the tape recorder or on the iPod recorder or whatever it's called nowadays, I sat down and I wrote this prayer to Krishna. I just wrote it and you have to see if you like it or not. The prayer is called, Don't Trust Me. Oh my Lord, I think you know that I love only you, although I pretend to love other people and things. I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although, if I'm asked why I'm sad, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you. although my tears carry other names. O my Lord, I think you also know that I am only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I am a divided soul, searching for something in the east while I go to the west. I am a helpless soul, forced by some unknown agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I'm writing you all this? It's because I want your special mercy. Please, don't trust me. Don't believe my acts. Don't trust my words. But instead, look deep into my heart, and you will see your own beautiful image. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, I thought I write this love letter to Krishna, because that's how it starts. According to the authorities, make a long walk and explain your heart. You have to also talk on the long walk. You are not silent. You have to explain what is in your heart. So I wrote this love letter to Krishna. Don't trust me. Because, yes, there is this other side also. This side which is just, you know, the nonsense in me. So here is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. We will hear this now very carefully. It's a little philosophical, but you can express it in your own words. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the illusory world of Maya is the Jiva's prison house, which consists of 14 different spheres. Spheres means domains, spaces. As a punishment from going out of our relationship from Krishna, Krishna gives us the world because we want it. He says, well, you don't want me here, this for you. You wanted this. If, however, now comes the turning point. If, however, the Jiva receives the blessings of a saintly Vaishnava, he begins chanting Krishna's name in correct understanding of his position. See, here it says, the turning point out of this world back to Krishna is if by the blessings of a devotee, a saintly Vaishnava, you begin to chant Krishna's name with the correct understanding of your relationship to Krishna. The correct understanding of one's position in relationship to Krishna, or Sambandha Gyan, means to think three points. Now listen. I am an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. This is how you start your meditation. I am an atomic particle of consciousness. You could also say, less philosophical, I am the soul and I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Become aware of this, you know, especially before you chant. You just go into your mind, into your heart, and understand, I'm the soul. Here is a soul calling for you. Here is a soul chanting. Here is me, it's me, and I mean it. Hare Krishna, please, please, accept me. Isn't that when you do a long walk, after some time, the man says to the woman, accept me. please. Even if I have two big feet, you know, or the woman will say, please accept me. At least she feels it. Nowadays, people don't dare to say this because they feel, what if he says, I don't accept you? Wow, then I'm really in trouble. And because people are so insecure and don't voice their feelings, they are not really, they always want to keep a door through which they can run away in the last minute, you know. But isn't this how when you fall in love you feel? You don't feel, I'm so good and you are so low class, therefore you should love me. You feel, if you don't love me, I mean, I'm finished. This is what you feel when you're really in love. You feel, if you don't accept me, I have no place to go. I just have no place. So this is how you start your relationship to Krishna. I think with Krishna we can say it easily, because if we say it to another person, we already know, I feel this person is so good, but after 1 year I find out he snores and I can't sleep, you know, and whatever, you know, we will find out the difficulties. Anyways, I don't want to talk too much like a sannyasi now, but this is how you should feel. To Krishna, I'm a small soul, and I'm your eternal servant. Please accept me. I mean, if you don't accept me, what will happen with me? Where is my shelter? Where is my place? Second step. Krishna, I admit, this is very philosophical, but you can translate it into your own language of the heart. You are intelligent people. I'm reading from the Shastras, so this is a little philosophical, I know. Second step, you should think, Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. You should understand, Krishna is unlimited, wonderful, unlimited, you know, infinite means without a finis, without an end. That also means your relationship will never have an end. Nowadays, I'm asking you, how can a sincere person say to another human being, we will be together for the rest of our life? Everyone knows, 50% divorce rate. That's what it is, at least in America. I don't know here. I think here it's also only the people don't dare to divorce, and they will lose too many kunas. You know, so many relationships turn cold, at least in old age. Anyways, the cold terror at home, Hare Krishna, the screams of misery from the prison lives of mundane relationships. Should I say more? Then you know that he is a sannyasi before you. I carefully hide my suspicion about relationships, but I guess there will be some good relationships, and we have wonderful grihastha relationships. I should say this also. I'm talking about mundane relationships. Devotee relationships are but different. Oh. And the third is point. The material world is the prison house of the soul, which is meant to reform my truant tendencies. Now, again, I will say, the material world is a prison house which is meant to reform my truant tendencies. Now, I can imagine even those who know English don't know what is truant. Do you know, Malini Priya, what is truant? You say it. Listen to our school teacher. Malini Priya is a teacher like anything. She's a professional teacher who teaches children. Truant means she said, almost like a naughty child who misses, or couldn't we also say skips school, he doesn't show up in the school class. No. Almost like a no. Oh yes, the whole thing. You will hear it soon. I first want to make a point. Now, who of you knows this? I mean, I never went to school. Even when I went to school, I was always late, and only because my father was so influential, they didn't kick me out of school. And I always celebrated long weekends from Friday to Tuesday, you know. because then was when all the interesting musical bands played, you know, and on the festivals. I had to be present. That was much more interesting and more touching the heart, you know. And all this truant really means you just don't show up, and the teacher is there. Where is this boy? He will be swimming somewhere or climbing a tree and do all the things I would like to do myself. But he's not there. Now, if in a relationship you are truant means you skip it, you are not there. That's not good for the relationship. You know, you made an appointment with a person. The person has cooked maybe a meal and has put olive oil next to the meal, and everything is there, ginger and smokwiss and figs and schlagom and apfelstrudel, everything is cooked, and you don't show up. How will the person feel? He feel, oh, he doesn't care for me. It's not important for him, the relationship. So this is how we have acted in relationship to Krishna. We are truant. We skip. We are not there. We never even think of it. We don't serve. Hare Krishna. Who are we? We are not serious in the relationship. But still Krishna is not forgotten us. Krishna still cares for us because he is Krishna. So this material world is meant to reform my truant tendencies. I will tell you the German word for truant. Schwänzerisch. Schulschwänzen. You know Schwänzen? What is the Croatian word? What? Markirate? Markira. It's a Zagreb word. How do we say in Split? Pizzavate. Pizzavate, you know, like it means, yes, I'm not there, I'm eating pizza. I'm not in the school. Pizzavate, you know. That's a Split word. Like jivile, huh? It's also a Split word, So this needs to be reformed. Unser Schwänzen, you know, our Pizzavate, you know, our truant, being truant in our relationship with Krishna. We need to do that. This is how your spiritual life starts. This is how you enter the school of bhakti. You can't Pizzavate, you know, in your relationship. Hare Krishna, Anandini, you have your Anandini smile. It's so clear, isn't it? Isn't it a point? You have to admit this is the point. You can't allow this thing to happen. At least for 1 minute a day. Start with 1 minute, you know. Start to be present in your chanting. Start to be as an in your identity. Here I am. I'm calling you from the material world. So it's three meditational steps. First, to make it now, I will to put it now in another language, because I admit the philosophical language is sometimes, because these are matters of the heart and we don't express this philosophical. I think when you have a long walk, you don't say, I like the locomotive motion of this walk. You know, locomotion means the progress of this walk. You know, you express it differently. You know, aren't we having a good time walking? You will say like this, not I like the locomotion, the laws of locomotion. So it's also this philosophical language we might have to translate into I'm a soul, and I'm an eternal servant of you, Krishna. Second, Krishna, you are the unlimited one and my only master. Third, I understand that this material world is a place of reformation so that I can stop being pizzavate in our relationship, that I can stop being truant in our relationship. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's formula. And he ends his philosophical description. Then a soul attains love for Krishna, which is the essence of all religion, and he gives up even the idea of liberation or merging into God's existence. So now, at the end, I want to read with you a wonderful prayer I request, which is really the prayer for this. I request the devotees to distribute it to everyone. This prayer is really the prayer of the conditioned souls to Krishna. Let me get one. This is for you. It's a present. You can take it with you. Has everyone the prayer sheet? Can you maybe for a moment just put the prayer aside? I want to tell you how this, from where is this prayer? First of all, many devotees always like to study and read, which is very nice. What I read to you about Sambandha from Bhaktivinoda Thakur comes from the Harinam Chintamani, third chapter, text 22nd to 27. Harinam Chintamani 3, 22nd to 27. So what we will read now, I have called, is the, in my own language, is the anti-samsara prayer, or the prayer to be saved from the repetition of birth and death. It comes from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, a very important Vaishnav work. Often there are shlokas quoted out of this Sanghita. The Sanghita describes to you the process of initiation. It tells you the three most powerful mantras and how to chant them and meditate while you chant. you know how to chant and meditate. It describes to you the beautiful form and qualities of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, and it describes to you many things. Anyone who wishes to have the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, it's an electronic file. They could approach Nityananda Kari, who was the person who gave me the whole book. I think that was a wonderful present, the best. No, you have given so many best presents. So Nityananda Kari has it on her email, and she is a computer expert and can send it to you very easily. Isn't it? Yeah. So, could you just rise so that may not ever... This Nityananda Kari, you can ask her. She can send it to you. So in this Sanghita, you find the greatest Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, at the bank of the river Jamuna. He's, in other words, in Braj consciousness. And he talks about to Narada Muni. And he says that, "I will give you now a prayer. Until the moment of your death, you should chant this. You should renounce all other goals and think Shri Radha and Krishna are the only goal of my life. You also need to do service to the Lord, His devotees, and your own spiritual master. And you should gradually learn to give up what is unfavorable in your service to Krishna, the Vaishnavas, and your spiritual master. You should learn to give the unfavorable things up. And please know that Radha and Krishna will protect everyone who surrenders to them only once. Radha and Krishna wait, in other words, for you to surrender to them. And if you do it only one time, really from the heart, if you say, "I mean this relationship," Lalita Madhava has once sang a song, "Radha Madan Mohan, I know that you know it's true." Yeah. "Radha Madan Mohan, I'm truly in love with you." It was a wonderful song. Lalita Madhava is the Elvis Presley of devotional song. "I'm truly in love with you." That happens on a long walk, isn't it? You say on the long walk, "I'm truly in love with you." So he has made a love song to Radha and Krishna. "Radha Madan Mohan, I'm truly in..." Maybe we can... I can't sing it so nice as Lalita. "I'm truly in love with you." And then there's some pop music so that it is modern music. Yeah. Wonderful song. So if you do this once, you know, surrender only once, Radha and Krishna will protect you. It's all right. They understand if you do a mistake, and sometimes your tears carry other names, and you are still playing around in the material world. I mean, ideally you shouldn't do it, but if it happens, no problem. They know that you have meant it. So here's this the prayer. It means, Shri Radha and Krishna, please look at it now. We will first go through the English. "O Shri Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of births and deaths. Please rescue me," rescue means save me, "from the troubles born from children, friends, and home. Please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Shri Radha Krishna, Today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life and in the next, at your feet. No, it's surrender. I am the home of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I have done pizzavate. I have no shelter. O Shishi Radha Krishna, O my lords, please become my shelter. O Master of Radha Krishna, I am yours. O beloved of Lord Krishna, Radha, I am yours. I offer to both of you my thoughts, words and deeds. You too are the goal of my life. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and an offender, in your service. Please let us repeat this last shloka. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and an offender, in your service. We will chant this now in a beautiful melody. Sangsara sagadanato putra mitra grihakulat koptaro me yuvameva prapana bayabanjano. Sangsara sagadanato putra mitra grihakulat koptaro me yuvameva prapana bayabanjano. Yohang mamasti yatkinchit iha loke paratracha tachravam bhavato adya charaneshu mayapitam. Yohang mamasti yatkinchit iha loke paratracha tachravam bhavato adya charaneshu mayapitam. Aham apyaparadhanam alayastyakta sarana agatischa tato nato pavanto me bhavetkati. Aham apyaparadhanam alayastyakta sarana agatischa tato nato pavanto me bhavetkati. Tavasti radhika nata karmana manasagira krishna kante tavaivasmi yuvameva gatir mama. Tavasti radhika nata karmana manasagira krishna kante tavaivasmi yuvameva gatir mama. Sharanam vam prapanosmi karuna nikarakaro prasadam kurutam dasyam mayi dushte pararini. Sharanam vam prapanosmi karuna nikarakaro prasidam kurutam dasya mayi dushte pararini. Yes. Sanat Kumar Samhita tells us how we should surrender. We should simply say, I surrender to Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth their property. Everything is for their sake. Everything is meant for their enjoyment. it is not meant for me. These are the five ways to offer oneself to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Isn't it beautiful? Even if you do this just once, and once again, my dear devotees, it doesn't mean you stop the important projects in the world which you do, and your life and your relationships. It doesn't mean it. It's not that this is meaning to spoil your life in this world. You will see, if you surrender more and more to Krishna, whatever else you do, you will do in relationship to Krishna. Your relationships which you have will be truly spiritual, totally in relationship to Krishna, and they will be so fulfilling. Your projects which you do, they will be in relationship to Krishna, and so fulfilling. You can make movies for Krishna, and so on. Your children which you have, if you choose to go this way, will be Krishna's children, and you will really love them and their good qualities. No, it's something. Please therefore say with me, I surrender to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth their property. Everything is for their sake. Everything is meant for their enjoyment. It is not meant for me. Sara Shiva says, these are the five ways to offer oneself to Radha and Krishna. You know, we talk about a long walk and a relationship. Sadashiva says also, one should think of these ways of surrender day and night and never become tired of thinking of them. And this is called in modern psychological language affirmation, something which restructures your personality and makes it spiritual. Yes, so this is the relationship day. I thank you very much. Yesterday I received a very valuable piece of information from one devotee. I asked the devotee, how did it go for you? And the devotee said, I have to tell you, it was for me something like a breakthrough. You had said we should think ourselves as being part of Krishna, so that we have a devotional feeling and we chant with devotional and not mechanical. This devotee said this to me. But I noticed how my relationship with Krishna is very little. I don't have so much of a relationship. But then I did something. I thought of the devotees with whom I have a relationship with. You know, I need to start somewhere with my devotion. And as I chanted, I noticed when I was keeping these devotees in my heart, I noticed I'm feeling something. And it went so fast, I was finished with my 64 rounds by 3 o'clock. I didn't even know. I was just sitting and chanting and enjoying. And then I, because I had developed this little devotion in my heart by thinking of the devotees, and then I could give it to Krishna, and now I was ready to think of Krishna. The stream had opened, the dam had been broken. The blockage was over, and now the bhakti was streaming, and I was just finished at 3 o'clock. I had no desire to eat or do anything. I was not talking. I was just... And then I thought, okay, now the next 64 rounds. I mean, 64 rounds. Now I go for 128 rounds. And then I lost it. You know, that's to be expected. Our relationship muscles are not yet so strong. So... We lose it after some time, but we are training. we are training. This is how Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds a day. Think of this. He was thinking, Prabhupada once said, and then the morning came. He was chanting all night. And he thought, already the next morning I have not even chanted. There was no effort. He was carried by love. No effort. But we, whose relationship muscles are weak, you know, and our love is not there, then the long walk with Krishna is too long. I can imagine when you walk with someone whom you don't love, a long walk is too long. After one little kilometer, you feel already, it's time to sit down or do something else, go in the car and drive somewhere else. But if you love, you can walk for the whole day and you think, what, the day is already over? I don't believe this. So I wish you many more long walks with Krishna, also outside of the Japa retreat. It will be very good. Hare Krishna, I'm really would love to discuss with you, but we do the discussion outside. Now we really have to be concentrated. It's 9:15. Govinda Nandan is getting ready to tell us exactly how we will do it. Proceed, yes.